This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, hello. You're here with the broadcast on Joy 94.9. And, you know, now we've got some lovely guests in the studio.
We do. Like, so, tell us about who we've got here.
I will. So we have the wonderful Lucinda here, and she is one of the organisers with a festival coming up that's called Summer Dreaming. And I'm very excited for it. And I thought that, so it's a, you know, I'll actually get her to tell us what it is. So what is Summer Dreaming, Lucinda?
Well, firstly, hello, hello, everyone.
Hi, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Yeah, lovely day outside, lovely day in here, so keen. So Summer Dreaming is a super fun festival just organising for April 14. It's a alcohol-free, female-led music festival, which we're lucky enough to run on the Thornbury Greens up there at the Bowls Club, which is really exciting. And it's been like about 6 months in the process, 6 months in the working towards getting it together. I'm really excited for it. Yeah.
So what inspired you to organise Summer Dreaming?
So Summer Dreaming stemmed from a program called Reimagining Northside, which was run by YLAB, who are youth laboratory run by Foundation of Youth Australia, and they invested in young social entrepreneurs being like, oh, how do you want to see the North Side change? What do you want to see come out and be invested in? And I went in there and was like, I want a all-inclusive music festival to actually engage people. And they worked with me for 16 weeks, and we came up with a way to create a festival, which is exciting.
And drug and alcohol free is one of those changes that you want to see in your community as well. Tell us a bit more about that. Tell us about where that ethos stems from.
Yeah, so that stems from going to a lot of festivals and seeing the prevalence of alcohol, of drugs, of like smoking, and how that can form a community, but that community is quite transient, right? So you go into that atmosphere, and A, if you don't smoke, drink, or do drugs, you can feel quite isolated from that.
And like, it can be sometimes a harmful community.
Oh, it can be a very harmful community. Like, quite often you go to festivals and it's a very laddie, white type of environment where you, if you don't fit into that box of people who often go to these festivals, you can find it difficult to fit in. And like, and also, even if you want to fit in, go down a pathway that it's not the best pathway to go down, and you're like, oh, now I'm isolated and I'm at a festival with even like my tunes, I'm loving them, I don't quite engage with it. And so we want to find a way to actually engage people without that, and also engage people to have that community go past just the festival day and just the event itself.
Absolutely. And the other thing you talk about is accessibility. Yeah. Now, accessibility can mean a lot of things.
So 100%.
So we have this conversation, it's a very important conversation to have. What does accessibility mean in terms of this event?
Accessibility means, one, it's a safe space for everyone to come be included. So that's people who have physical disabilities, that's people who have mental disabilities, that's people who suffer from social anxiety, people who suffer from a range of different things. We want to make a space that is inclusive to all. So we're doing our best to work with Thornbury Bowls Club to make the event itself physically accessible. And then we're doing our best to, on the day, have volunteers there to help out people who do need extra help, and also just to be engaging and to be able to enjoy the day itself. So it's one of those ones where we can only do what we are prepared to do. So that's why we are specifically asking people to reach out if they do specifically require any further assistance. Yeah. But secondly, we're going to be launching a friendship form in the coming weeks for people who maybe aren't necessarily used to going to events by themselves or don't necessarily have a crew to go with and want to be matched with someone to like hang out with and have a good day, which is actually quite exciting, and I'm excited to say.
Oh, that is such a cool thing. Yeah. I'm so excited to hear that. The other question, so would you have a chill out space for people who like the social anxiety might be flaring up, or if, you know, because of a physical condition, might be feeling exhausted. So you have a kind of quiet spot to the side.
Definitely. So the best thing about Thornbury Bowls Club is that we've got the run of the full place. So it's really exciting. We've got the upper lawn, we've got the lower lawn, and we've got inside. So the way the day is kind of being planned out is all activities and all hustle and bustle is going on in the lower green. And then we're looking at ways to utilise the upper green as a chill out zone, but also you've got inside as a nice, quiet, like very cool chill out zone as well, which will be used for more activities in between bands, but then it's like an ebb and flow of the whole day.
That sounds really, really cool, and that sounds really, really exciting.
I'm very excited, I have to say. So we've spoken about accessibility. Now I want to ask a question that's about that, because a little birdie, spoiler alert, Lucinda's the birdie. A little birdie told me. A little birdie told me that food at the event is actually included in the ticket, and what inspired that decision, really?
So that was very much about making it accessible for people with either low incomes or who just are isolated from events for the amount of money that you do end up forking out day in, day out. So it's like you go to a lot of events and like you buy your ticket and then you go in and you've still got an extra $10 on beer, an extra $10 on food, and especially if it's a long day. So because our event runs 12 to 5, you're like, that's a solid time that usually you're spending probably upwards of like $100 if you're like there for a long time. So what we said was, we're like, we luckily got amazing funding from like quite a few beautiful groups, and with that money we're putting that back in and being like, yeah, it's fully catered as well. So lunch will kick off at, we're looking at around 1 o'clock maybe, but we've got the beautiful Fitzroy Learning Network catering group who are coming in, and they're just like catering the entire thing, and that they're like a beautiful group of people who take over the kitchen and then set up a nice little buffet for people.
I'm excited for the food.
Of course. Food tunes. What a mix.
So, I know, like, who do you have performing?
Yes. So, we've got great bands. So, we've got this lovely group called On Diamond, who are based in Preston. They're very gorge. Then you've also got Chitra, who is a singer-songwriter. She's fabulous. Then you've got Nightlight, who is a fun, funky rap duo, who they're currently working on releasing another album, I believe. So they're like mixing up their sound a bit. On Diamond's album is also coming out soon as well. And then we're with the DJ of the day is Chalet.
So we've got this lovely little smorgasbord of different musicians.
Oh, yeah.
Funny you mention, because I actually interviewed Nightlight on the show about a month ago. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, aren't they amazing?
They are. They're just like jams. I had a good time like boogieing to their tunes.
Oh, they're so great. They're just like, yeah, some fabulous couple like of girls who are on the up and up and going to be doing so many good, yes, great things.
And that's what we're all about here. Yeah. Now, for folks who are interested in summer dreaming, and I'm interested in this, I really want to get along. Where can folks find out info about it? When's it on?
So it's on April 14. Of course, we're on all the socials. So hit us up on Facebook. We've got Summer Dreaming, the Facebook event. Or to get easy clicks to all the links, you've got summerdreaming.com.au, which is easy enough as a base website to then launch into all the socials that you actually engage with.
Summerdreaming.com.au.
Yes. Or tickets are on Eventbrite as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lucinda, for joining us. Summer dreaming sounds absolutely amazing.
Just before we wrap up, so, you know, Femme Festival, just want to clarify, are we allowing men in the door?
Yeah, okay. So we are allowing everyone through the door. What we encourage, though, in recognising that we want to make it as inclusive as possible, that for any, like, men that are coming, to encourage them to like look at the women in their lives or the underrepresented people in their lives and be like, hey, this is a cool festival that's going on. Hey, I do want to go to this. Why don't you come along? Be that like their sisters, be that their friends, be that like a random classmate that you see just like hanging out. We're like, if you're coming to the event, don't just get your lads together, like get your inclusive fam together.
Turns out you don't have to be a woman to celebrate really cool and artistic women.
100%. Come enjoy the day.
So check out Summer Dreaming again, summerdreaming.com.au. You are listening to The Broadcast. I'm Miranda Sparks here with Shirali. We've been chatting with Lucinda. We're going to play some Fleetwood Mac right now.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
then we're going to be right back. Folks, stick around.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.